We'll begin the May 14, 2010 edition of the Rin Report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to this Rin Report, the first non-rerun since late March. I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK. Usually we take a look at the upcoming Dayton Hamvention in April. However, due to his March back surgery and ensuing rehab, Rain's founder and producer, Hap Hawley, KC9RP, wasn't producing any new Rain programming for some weeks. Now that the Hamvention is literally a few days away, we'll give you a preview. Hap spoke on May 6 with Michael Coulter, W8CI, Assistant General Chair for the 2010 Dayton Hamvention, which will be holding forth in the Hera Arena in suburban Dayton, Ohio, May 14 through 16.
This year's theme is Amateur Radio Clubs Worldwide, Hap. We decided that our club is a big club, the Dayton Amateur Radio Association. It takes a lot of amateurs to put on something like this. So we were thinking that there's a lot of other clubs that do an awful lot of good in the world. So we thought this would be our theme this year. We even have a Club of the Year award that we instituted this year. So far, we have sold more tickets to date than we did last year at this time. We have more inside exhibits and more flea market spaces sold than we did last year at this time. So it looks like it's going to be successful on those counts. We have some interesting things that are going to happen. Discover Home Brew. You know, be in a demonstration area. One wants to bring their home brew and bring set it up and show it off. Then have a ham radio class that's going to happen this year. Returning this year again will be the emergency communications unit display. That's been a big hit, so we have that back as well. Also, we have some D-Star information. The W8BI D-Star gateway will be linked to the 30-B reflector during Hamvention weekend. This year at the special events station there, we're going to have the speech units so that the visually impaired are able to participate this year with the special events. So we're pretty excited about that. And the exact frequencies are listed at our website, which is a great website, I think. www.hamvention.org. The detailed form schedule will be in the programs and on the website, currently on the website now. But just a few things. We have a very interesting lineup this year. Some of the highlights: Dr. Paul Bernhardt, KF4FOR, and he is the senior research physicist for the Naval Research Laboratory, and he had the HARP at the Naval Research Laboratory facility in Alaska and Arecibo in Puerto Rico. So he'll be talking about HARP, which is the high-frequency active oral research program. Gordon West will be there taking the stage, and he's going to talk about the latest in DSP speakers from Clear Speech and BHI and let the audience kind of judge which one. But if you've never seen a Gordon West forum, they're always a lot of fun. Carol Perry is a professional educator from New York, and she'll be presenting her youth forum, and that's going to be very, very exciting. It'll be along the lines of Amateur Radio Clubs Worldwide, the Lifeline. Van Hoy, VR2HF, and he'll be talking about what it's like to be a ham in Hong Kong. A balloon sat forum will be back. Bill Brown, WBAELK, will be there, and we actually plan a balloon launch. At least we're going to try that on a Friday afternoon. So there's a lot of good forums, and I urge everybody to check them out, because there's something for everyone there.
The forum schedule is published on www.hamvention.org, and they'll appear in the program that you can pick up at the Hamvention itself. Any difference this year regarding bus transportation, where the buses will be, the cost for a three-day ticket, et cetera?
The cost for the three-day ticket is $8. That's for unlimited riding back and forth between the Salem Avenue parking and the Hamvention. Of course, we'll have parking. It's not a Hamvention sponsored, but there is parking across from the Hamvention site and those grass lots. And it's usually around $8 a day for that. But depending on the weather, it could be it's kind of park at your own risk there.
The only buses that will be running will be between what's left of the Salem Mall and the Hera Arena.
That's correct, but you can catch RTA buses if you can buy a pass and and you can get an RTA bus from some places in Dayton. If you're staying at a hotel or a motel in Dayton, you might want to check on that. What Hamvention contracts is with our regional transit authority, RTA. We contract with them for buses between Salem Mall and Hamvention. Tickets this year to the Hamvention, if you buy them ahead of time, the advance ticket is $20. You can get an advance ticket up to the day before the show. Now, we're not sending them out any longer. You can pick them up at the will call window. And at the day of the show, it will be $25.
So does that mean if I call the arena, I can have them reserve a ticket for me and I can pick it up on Wednesday or Thursday before the show?
Yeah, you may want to just get online and do it online. That would be the best way. We have major prize donations of $30,000 to $40,000 in prizes right now. Many, many suppliers, you know, the amateur radio vendors. So it looks like another great year for prizes as well. There's a long list of the folks that are donating major prizes.
Where can I get a room this late?
Well, the best thing is to get online right now, www.hamvention.org, and there is a section there that talks about lodging. And from there, you make connections with different hotels and motels in the area. We have a page dedicated to travel and accommodations. Even gives you on that page plenty of hotel, motel information, taxi service, camping. You can find out local gas prices, by the way, too.
RAIN, the Radio Amateur Information Network, the RAIN report will be in booth 404 again. No error in that number, 404. But what about meteorologically? What are we looking at for RAIN?
Well, Chairman this year, Lee Bockerman, has assured me that, and assuring a lot of people, that it will only rain at night and that each day the temperature will probably be in the low 70s, just beautiful. That's our prediction right now. Ohio weather in the spring, you don't know what we're going to get. We'll get everything from beautiful weather to it could get a little cool again, or it could be very stormy. But I think it's a pretty safe bet it's going to be a beautiful weekend.
At least we don't get snow flurries like we used to when the Hamvention was held in April.
Oh, I know. I remember those days. Boy, oh boy.
Are there any what they used to call alternate activities this year?
We had planned to have some alternate activities for women this year, but it really, we didn't get any interest in it, so we had to cancel that, unfortunately. But there are a lot of activities in the region and a lot of different places that folks can visit while they're here. And we have that very well covered on the website, too. A lot of different ideas and things that people can go to. Plus, the activities that are amateur radio related, too, they're all listed as well. So.
And talk-in is on?
146.940. Probably will not PL it this year. They change their minds from year to year. If it is PL, they will announce it.
That was Michael Coulter, W8CI, Assistant General Chair for the 2010 Dayton Hamvention, speaking with RAIN's Hap Hawley, KC9RP. To read more about this year's Hamvention, go to www.hamvention.org. And if you're headed to the Hamvention, drop by and say hello. RAIN, the Gateway 160-meter radio newsletter and newsline, will be loitering in and around Booth 404. That's no mistake, Booth 404. We plan to bring back lots of forum audio, including the FCC forum. The RAIN report is copyright 1990-2010. RAIN, all rights reserved. I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK, and I'll see you at Dayton.